Oh, it was fascinating to see your film. But let's start, Stefan, with the fact that you started your filmmaking journey making documentaries. That was your big love. But this is kind of a different way of exploring documentary, isn't it?
It is in some ways, yeah. I guess exploring, documenting Australian men and the culture that I've grown up in. So yeah, it very much is an exploration of that, but in a very different way, being influenced by dance and cinema.
Well, how did it come about? Because I know that Vanessa, you're a choreographer, and I looked you up, and I'm assuming you are the person who invented groove therapy.
I do everything and anything almost to do with movement and dance and how it sits on different bodies. And I initially just thought, wouldn't it be so fun to create a dance piece? And I thought it would be cool to explore Australian masculinity through a feminist lens and to take that one step further and do it entirely through movement and dance. And I wondered if you could pull that off. I was very quickly out of my depth, which is how I brought Stefan on board, not only to direct, but to be our cultural advisor on what it is that Aussie blokes do when they get together and drink. And he was great. He was
To tell me, because I mean, it's hard for people to understand how wonderful this film is. It's very short, and you've fit a lot in it. And I was thinking about the actual making of it. I mean, how did you like these young fellows are basically having a session in the backyard? But of course, it's been highly developed into a movement piece, but in a funny kind of way, it doesn't feel awkward or anything like that, or contrived. How did you actually make this happen in such a fluid manner?
Oh my gosh, so many rehearsals, first of all. That wasn't just a freestyle thing that we just shot on the day. It, like, every single fingernail is choreographed, you know? So there was that. But I guess, you know, do you have anything to any input for that, Steph, as far as.
Well, I think for the listeners, just to paint a picture of what this is, it's a short film called Yeah, the Boys. And in 7 minutes, which is not a lot of time, like you said, we show an afternoon drinking session from a sunny arvo well into the night, and all of the different elements that come into play during that, from the cheeky larrikinism through to the turbo drunk moment of doing outrageous things, through to moments of anger and brutality with each other, with, you know, fights and wrestling. And then this very tender moment when everyone is completely off their face but somehow supporting each other, and nearly those moments where mates tell each other that they love one another. And so we wanted to do that through dance, and Vanessa, being so incredible with movement, rehearsed for probably about 4 weeks in total to get this to look like there wasn't even any dancing happening at all. You don't even realize that's happening in this film.
Yeah, I know, it's really amazing. Who are the actors? Who are the boys?
You know what? They're all professional dancers. Though you wouldn't be able to tell in that. They just look like a bunch of drongos, which is awesome. It was really fun to bring that character out in each of them too, because they're actually quite sensitive and tuned in, aren't they? And so, yeah, a lot of this was about exploring this concept of larrikinism and how fun it is until it's not. And it asks the audience when they stop finding it funny, if they even do find it funny, or even if they do stop finding it funny. So that was really fun to explore, and it's been awesome hearing people's feedback on that. Yeah, it's just been a fun process.
Well, actually, that was what I would like to know, because reading this biography of you, it says here, I'm particularly fascinated with street dance and the way it is born outside of the dance studio context, often by an oppressed people in reaction to political and socioeconomic turmoil. And it struck me that what you're showing in this backyard, in this dance sequence, would quite possibly be quite confronting to quite a lot of people, as well as the dancers themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's confront from what I've heard. I can't speak on behalf of people, but I guess what we've been told is it's confronting for people for different reasons. For non-Aussie blokes, a lot of them relate to the girlfriend in the opening scene and that feeling of being on the outside, you know.
Yeah.
For some people, they relate to the camera, being the only sober person in the room, watching things unfold and kind of being a bit like, ugh. And then for other people, it's confronting because they are the guys in this film and they are usually drunk along with them. And this is one of the first times they witness what a sesh looks like sober. And so that's kind of the range of reactions we've gotten, I feel.
Yeah, right. And an interesting thing is that there is no moralisticness in it.
What was that, sorry?
You're not being moralistic.
Oh, yeah.
No, and I think that was a really important thing for Vanessa and I. It's so easy for people to talk about, you know, toxic masculinity and just paint men in this really terrible light when we all know so much exists in the grey zone and there's, you know, so many different layers to a lived experience. So we said we wanted to show tenderness, brutality and larrikinism all in one because they're such important parts of what it makes up to be a male in Australia.
Well, yeah, and I think on that note, for me personally, you know, I'm an Indian immigrant, I'm a woman, I've never even sunk a full beer in my life, so it was a fun thought experiment on who gets to tell a story and can you successfully tell a story that is outside your identity and lived experience. And to me, success means that people of that culture or subculture come up to you after and they're like, I know that party. I know that guy. I am that guy. Oh, my gosh, you so nailed it. And the reason I wanted to achieve that was because I feel a lot of stories are told on behalf of, you know, women or immigrants or people of colour and not by us. And oftentimes we watch and we're like, that doesn't feel like real or what it really is. You know, so that my aim wasn't to make anyone look bad or good. I just wanted people to feel seen and to feel as though, oh, you really captured the essence of what my lived experience is.
So how did you do that? I mean, this is, like I said, it's in a funny kind of way, it's a thought experiment, a documentary as well. And because it has no, except for the beginning bit where the girlfriend's so cute to the boy, There are no sounds or of that sort, no talking. How did you plot it?
That's a really great question. I mean, I think Vanessa and I are always drawn to, like, genre blending, you know, films or any type of the arts where you can't quite pinpoint what it is. And I think that's part in striving to do something that's original, but then also thinking about, well, why are we doing it that way? And for us, we loved this idea of telling a story about men where we don't use any words or any dialogue because that is such a relatable way that men communicate. We communicate through action and the whole film, you can follow such a story, but there's not a single word uttered.
And also a lot of communication through what is unsaid. So we did consider having words and dialogue in there, and we just kept scrapping it because we were like, well, you can say that without saying it. And that's how sort of the end product came about.
Yeah, well, it's pretty extraordinary. And how did you get the Avalanches on board and how did they marry the... you didn't just have a song that they'd made. They actually scored the film, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So we filmed the film and we used some other tracks as a guide that we choreographed to. And then once we got into the edit and we sliced it all together, we sent it to the Avalanches and said, look, here is this project. This is what it's about. Does it resonate? And they saw it and just said, yeah, it really does. We love what this is about. And being Australian, they could also relate to it. And so we went on a great long journey of making the music and many rounds of revisions because it is so choreographed and the timing is so key to the execution of this piece. But we love the music that they created. It really makes it such an experience.
And it's so clear that an Australian scored it because of all the samples in there from, you know, what were there, cockatoos? There were cars revving, the Rage soundtrack. Like, there's just so many things that are just so quintessentially Aussie sampled throughout all the score.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's completely seamless. It's quite extraordinary. And the other thing I wanted to know about it from a filmmaking point of view, where did you put the camera? What were you doing with the camera?
That's a great question, because the entire film for 7 minutes is only four shots. So they're very long takes. The majority of them we did on a Steadicam. We had this amazing Steadicam operator named Justin Besser, and he was essentially the seventh dancer. He had to learn a choreography of where to be at what time, where to point the camera, and as a result, you get this really seamless, you know, vibrant, flowing camera through an afternoon session of drinking beers.
Yeah, it's amazing. The other thing I wanted to know was, it's done very well. I mean, you won the best short at Flickrfest, for example. Does that mean you're going to the Academy Awards?
Oh, I mean, it certainly means that we qualify to apply to maybe get nominated. Very Aussie of me to try to be humble about it.
I mean, look, if you know someone there, please connect us. It allows us to apply, which is really great. Like, there's only a certain amount of film festivals in the world that you need to win to be able to apply for it. So, look, we'll give it a red-hot go, but we're not holding our breath.
Yeah.
We'll see, you know, how well...
We're really honoured.
I mean, the film is called Yeah, the Boys, and we actually played it at Palm Springs Film Festival in the US, and they referred to the film as Yes, the Guys. So there might be some, you know, cultural breakdown there.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll give it a red-hot go.
Yeah. What's interesting is that you decided to... I'm thinking about your artistic process, really. I know that might sound naff, but it's fascinating to me to think that you sat down and you thought, this is what I want to do. Did you self-finance?
Yes. So we basically, like most short films, put our own money into it, and then also Exit Films, who is my commercial rep, they put some money into it as well because they really loved what it was about. But it's always a funny one when you say, hey, we want to make a film about Aussie men drinking beers told through dance and movement. It's a weird pitch, but I think...
Because it hasn't been done before, so I think a lot of people picture, like, tap dancing and some sort of musical number, and you're like, but not like that, but not like anything we can show you as a reference. Could you just trust us?
It couldn't be more opposite to tap dancing, let's put it that way.
Yeah, so, yeah, we're really grateful to everyone who came on board and sort of came on board purely because they wanted to support a friend, because it's a hard sell otherwise, I think.
Yeah, and before we get to the fact that it's actually going to be released on October the 15th, I'll let the cat out of the bag for a general audience. You actually, as a duo, and as, I suppose separately, you actually think internationally, don't you? You might be based here, but, you know, like you took it off overseas, you've won a BAFTA in England for another project you worked on. I mean, you're international, aren't you? In your view?
Well, yeah, we have worked internationally. Vanessa, my collaborator, it also happens to be my wife and the mother of my beautiful son, our son. So, yeah, we basically collaborate 24/7, whether it's on life or on making art together. But we really love it because we're so different yet so similar. So,
I think what's been really resonating for us lately, though, are just Australian stories, and that it's not something we've done intentionally. It's just, you know, right now we're in the middle of developing a feature film and a TV show. Both of them are Australian stories, and so it feels really right to be based in Australia right now and making these stories, because we think they still have universal resonance and themes, but just are so specifically Australian. So that's just where we're at right now creatively.
So, I mean, it's like you're appreciating and savouring the colloquialisms.
Could not have said it better ourselves. Yeah, we love so much of what makes up Australia and what it means to be Australian. And there's also things about the country that we want to question and, you know, we maybe sometimes struggle with. So it's a great place to create art from when you've got a mixed relationship with a person, a place, or a feeling.
Yeah. And oftentimes it means you love it because you want it to do better as a place, and that's why you want to interrogate it. It comes from a place of love.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no, it's good that people like you exist, I'll have to say. quite besides the fact that this is a fascinating film. But the thing is that it's actually going to be released on a whole lot of different platforms, which is very modern of you. Tell my listeners all about it.
Yeah, look, the film will be released online on October 15th. It'll be released on Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, basically all the different social medias that are out there. The film is called Yeah, the Boys. So I'm sure a Google search will...
Yeah, it does. I've done it.
Yeah, there you go. And we're just really looking forward to an Aussie audience watching this and sharing it with their friends and just seeing what the response is going to be like from Aussies.
It's electrifying sitting amongst Aussies when they watch this film. It was awesome to see it internationally at the Palm Springs International Film Fest, but there were just so many unspoken things that seemed to have resonated with an Aussie audience because we wanted it to be Aussie without using a single Aussie flag or Southern Cross or kangaroo or red dirt. And it's in all the in-betweens, right? Like barefoot, dirty feet,
yeah.
Colourbond fence, wheelie bins, things that only Aussies
Singlets.
Get. And so that's what we really, really, really love. When Aussies watch it, and we hope to hear feedback from the Aussie people once they see it.
Even the couch in the middle of the big yard.
Yeah,
absolutely. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for talking to me.